content creation. The content on your site is probably the single most important element of this system for many reasons. Because you won't be focusing solely on getting traffic from Google and sending the traffic straight off to an Amazon product, the content on your site must attract the right types of traffic and grab and keep their attention and interest. We're going to take a look at a few different factors regarding the content on your site. Content quality. The quality of the content on your site will have a lot to do with its success, more so than ever before. Not only are web surfers more in tune with what quality content should be like, but Google also uses quality as a ranking factor. Google does check the overall content on your site to make sure it's relatively free of typos and errors, so it's important to make sure your content is well written. In addition to this, Google also pays attention to the average length of time a visitor spends on your site, and whether or not they visit other pages of your site. This is known as bounce rate. If you have a high bounce rate, it means people are leaving your site without looking at any other pages, which Google takes to mean your content isn't what people are looking for. This will hurt your rankings. Google wants to see the average user staying on your site for a good length of time, as well as visiting other pages. Make sure your content quality supports this. Keep in mind that visual content like videos and photo slideshows, along with interactive content like quizzes and surveys, are more likely to go viral and bring in a lot of traffic, as well as getting people to spend more time on your site. Make sure you include relevant images in your articles, too. Images are vitally important these days. Not only do they make your article more interesting to visitors, but they provide a great way to let people share your content on social media and bring you more traffic. If you don't include relevant images, you won't see anything show up on social media, or you'll see only your site's logo or background, which could be worse than having no image at all. Content length. The length of your content goes hand in hand with its quality, at least in the eyes of Google. While it's been proven that the average surfer these days has a very short attention span, Google seems to think that very, very long content is quality, and short content is not. It used to be that putting up 10 150-word articles would bring in far more traffic than putting up one 1,500-word article, but those days are gone. These days, content should be long, the longer, the better. Not only that, but Google seems to favor content that is actually updated on occasion, meaning it's better to add a bit of content to an older article than to create a new one, at least once your site already has a good amount of content on it. Generally, articles should be at least 500 words, and up to 3,000, perhaps longer in some cases, is even better. Who knows why Google seems to be so adamant about longer content considering declining attention spans, but as it is, length matters. Content variety. Another important factor is making sure you create a variety of content, including various forms of media such as videos, slideshows, and even downloads. You don't actually have to create videos yourself. You can just embed other people's videos in your pages. But if you can create your own, it will help you get additional traffic from places like YouTube and Facebook. Having a variety of posts on your site will help you get more traffic and make your site more interesting, so try to include some different types of content for a variety. Aim for having at least 10 posts on your site before you attempt any type of promotion or add any affiliate links. This will help you rank in Google, as well as giving visitors additional content to visit, hopefully lowering your bounce rate. Affiliate products. Once your site is up and populated with a few articles, you can start adding some affiliate links. But remember, you can't treat this the same way you might have those micro-niche sites that were so popular a few years ago. It takes finesse. Don't put affiliate links in every single article. Don't use banners on your site unless you're using a PPC ad network for extra income. Banners just don't work anymore. Instead, you should create posts that are solely meant to promote a particular product, without making it seem like you are promoting the product. Basically, this means demonstrating the use of the product in some way without making your post seem like nothing but an ad. For example, let's say you want to sell some really cool kitchen gadget. You could make a video of yourself preparing some dish that uses the gadget and shows just how cool it really is. Alternately, you could embed someone else's video and just talk about how cool it is in your article. Then you could provide an affiliate link to the product at the end of your article. Do not use banners or anything like that, because you don't want to seem too promotional, but at the same time, don't hide that you're using an affiliate link, because that's against Amazon's terms, and could also upset your visitors. I would promote an affiliate product in maybe 1 to 5 posts or 1-10. I know this seems like you won't be making much money, but if you're promoting affiliate links more often than that, people will become blind to them and think you're all about money rather than user experience. In the long run, you'll make more money with fewer ads, because more people will visit your site often in anticipation of new content. Make sure you find the best of the best when it comes to the products you promote. If possible, test each item yourself so you can be sure it really works. An added bonus to testing it yourself is the ability to post your own pictures and/or videos, which will help you seem more authentic in its promotion, thus increasing sales. Also, be sure to promote products in a wide range of prices. If you're only promoting products over $100, people will grow tired of it. Not everyone can afford to splurge on expensive items often. Be sure you throw the occasional $5 item into the mix. You can even say, "I can't believe how inexpensive this is." And don't worry about the minuscule commission you'll receive when you promote a $5 item. Many people will end up ordering more than just that $5 commission, and you'll make money on whatever else they purchase, too. Traffic generation. Perhaps the most difficult part of this process is finding traffic, but even that isn't particularly difficult once you understand the various social media outlets and how they work. It's actually easier than ever before to get traffic to a website. It's a good idea to have a presence on all of the most prominent social sites, including YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. If you're not very familiar with social media, it's time to change that. If you're going to be successful online these days, social media is an absolute must unless you're willing, and able, to shell out big money on paid ads. Plus, the most effective paid ads these days tend to be on the social networks, anyway. Either way, you need to get familiar with all of the major networks. If you want to get started learning how to use social media for effective website promotion, I recommend checking out www.socialmediaexaminer.com. This site has a ton of articles and tutorials to help you get started on social media. If you spend a couple of days on this site, you'll learn the basics of all the major social media platforms on no time. Don't want to jump into too many new sites at once? If you only want to get started on a handful of sites, first, that's okay. There are really three sites you should focus on in the beginning. 1. Facebook. This is the Goliath of social media. It's important to get a fan page created for your website ASAP. 2. Pinterest. There's not many sites that can bring more traffic than Pinterest, especially if you use it correctly. Post often, post relevant content that is likely to be repinned a lot, and follow as many accounts relevant to your niche as you can. 3. Instagram. You may have been expecting Twitter to be the third site, but I've actually found Instagram a lot more effective than Twitter. There are no secrets to Instagram, really. Just follow relevant user conclusion. I know it's tempting to hold on to those old methods of making micro-niche sites that focus on a single product, or a single niche product, but those days are over, at least as far as making nearly hands-off income. Google isn't ranking tiny websites well anymore, and making a micro-niche website work requires so much promotion through social media and/or paid traffic that it's no longer profitable to create them. These days, it's all about creating niche sites that are broader in coverage, creating killer content that keeps people coming back, building a solid base, and promoting a wide variety of products within that broader niche. This method does require more work, overall, than building micro-niche websites that you could set and forget. Instead of creating a website, getting a few backlinks, and letting it run on its own once Google rankings kicked in. It requires an ongoing commitment to keep creating new content, updating old content, and promoting on social networks. However, the rewards are also much greater. Instead of making $3-$10 per website each month and needing to keep up hundreds of domain names each year to make good money, you only need a handful of domains, or even one. If you're willing to put in the time and effort it takes, you can make huge money with Amazon. Good luck.